And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're continuing our conversation here with Melissa Kirkwood, Marketing and Development Officer with the Sunset Zoo. Before we continue here, it looks like we have a caller with a question. Joseph from Manhattan, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. It was great to hear about all the youth programs you guys have going on. But I was wondering if you could talk about, it doesn't seem to line up with the recent decision to close the Zoo Sprouts program, to talk about all these great youth opportunities when you're closing programs for the children in our community.
Thank you, Joseph, for your call. And I can address that somewhat. And it was a very difficult decision for our administration to close that program. It had been in this community for about 6 years. And we had that program, and the understanding from our administration is that it would always align with our mission, which is conservation. And it has. But we have had several circumstances that have led up to that decision, and some of them being financial, some of them being about staffing issues that are now resolved, but ultimately it became a decision with our administration that they made the difficult decision that they felt like that was not our niche, the pre-K niche for childcare. And I know that it became a very big issue for, of course, all of those participants in the program and even past participants. But it is a decision that our administration made, and we're trying to look at ways that we will work with that particular age group moving forward. We are just looking at it not being a full-time child care program anymore.
Or okay.
Any more? Is that it?
I guess it doesn't make sense to say that you guys aren't in childcare when you're still talking about all these childcare opportunities for elementary age and middle school and high school. That's still childcare. So I guess as a taxpayer, it doesn't make sense to me if you cut one because of cost and because that's not in your mission, but you keep the rest. So it doesn't quite line up, I guess, with the way I would think through it.
And I can see that viewpoint. A lot of our programming that we currently have are volunteer programs, and the Zoo Sprouts program was an early childhood learning child care program. So I completely see where you're at, and we are going to still explore early child care possibilities of just still reaching that audience. It just won't be a full-time child care program. And I'd encourage you, if you still have questions about that, you can contact our administration. Scott Shoemaker is our zoo director. You can talk with our zoo director. You can talk in more detail about that decision. But I'm just sharing what's been shared with me about that decision.
All right. Okay. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the call. And that was something we were going to get to here shortly. But, you know, obviously a tough decision. And there's a lot of child care out there. And unfortunately, as a parent, I know there's limited options out there. So I can understand from a parent's perspective seeing this disappear.
We see both sides of it. And we do understand that, you know, it is hard to see what has been going on not happen now or in the future. For those who don't know, I mean, that program is going to cease at the end of May. So it is still happening right now. It's not like we closed our doors immediately, but it's just a direction our zoo is taking. We're taking a different direction of early childhood learning. So we will still continue to do some early childhood programs. You may or may not know, we do story time at Manhattan Public Library. It's called Zoofari Tales. And each month we do a story time where we bring in an education animal or certain aspects of animal learning to the preschool age, or it's open to the, you know, any age, but usually other kids are in school at that time. But and we have some other programs too that we have done in the past, but programs are different than all day care. And so it's hard But it is a direction that we are going to just take in a different direction. So I appreciate everybody's passion for this program. It's been a wonderful program. But if you do choose to, if you have other concerns, I do encourage you to, you can go ahead and talk to our administration about that. But it's not that we want to ignore that audience either. We want to be able to provide programming for that audience as we move forward.
All right. Well, moving on, some events coming up here in the month of February. One of them is a Happy Zoo Year event.
Oh, my goodness. Happy Zoo Year. Finally, this is an event we have, unfortunately, due to the weather, we have rescheduled twice. This is the third time. And, you know, thankfully, if you look at the weather forecast, it's actually supposed to be amazing on Saturday. So I'm going to cross all our fingers and our toes and claws and whatever else we need to cross. Happy Zoo Year is a program that we have specifically that our zookeepers kind of head up. And it's Zookeepers in Action, where they provide enrichment for our animals. And they provide enrichment every day. But enrichment is somewhat of some people call it toys or gifts to our animals to keep them engaged and active in lots of different ways. So they will provide maybe different boxes that are wrapped up with different maybe sometimes there's food in there, or maybe there's peanut butter on it, or different types of activities for animals to engage with this item, where it just keeps them engaged and wanting to explore. And, you know, a lot of us, you know, we have pets and different things, and we provide enrichment for them, but our collection animals are no different. So we are going to have a special event where you can come see them unwrap their presents. You can see them, you know, play in a different way. And, you know, unfortunately, we're not going to be like the Memphis Zoo and have them choose the winner of the Super Bowl, but because I think all our animals know who's going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a great activity where you can come see the animals interact in a different way. And you might, you know, see our keepers doing some of that. And we try to do that a lot of different ways. And we have a schedule out on our website as to like what animal will be featured at certain times. But it's from noon to 4 on Saturday. This is just an added activity. Regular admission prices do still apply for this activity. But we do this a couple of different times a year. So we hope that you come out on Saturday, February 1st, and see our keepers in action for Happy Zoo Year, that all our animals will finally get their presents.
Very good. I was gonna, you know, it's funny you mentioned the Memphis Zoo, because I was gonna ask if there's gonna be something. And you know, you can skew those a little bit. You can put bacon in one bowl, and then like, I don't know. This would be like if it's a carnivore, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, and I don't know, that's something our staff has looked at, and we wanted to see what the predictions were in the past years, mm-hmm. you know, and how accurate they were. But we're glad that the panda chose the Chiefs, and you know. He's intuitive like that. So, you know, we do have a lot of keepers and all of our staff who are definitely rooting for those Chiefs. And I think it's fun when the community can get behind things like that. And who's to say if the Chiefs keep it up, you know, maybe we'll do something like that next year. But we know that we'll have lots of activities for the animals on Saturday.
Very good. Well, another event I know we've highlighted here in the past was Science on Tap, and that's coming back again Wednesday.
Yeah, it is coming back Wednesday. This month is a little bit skewed, I think, due to some holiday activities as well. But we usually have it the third Wednesday of every month, but this month is the fourth Wednesday of the month. So Science on Tap, it's a great partnership with K-State, where what we're trying to do is bring science conversations to the general public in a fun and inviting way. It's not necessarily really a lecture. It's really about engaging, and there's usually an activity. It's at Tallgrass Tap House. So how fun is that? And it's back in the Firkin Room. And so we have science fellows that we host and sponsor throughout the year through a master's program at K-State. And they actually lead the presentation. So they lead a presentation. They usually have an activity. And it's a great way for the public to learn. Sometimes we have other grad students that come and learn about it. And so it's a program that we want to see continue. It's been going on for, I think this is our second or third year of Science on Tap. And so that is this coming Wednesday. Doors open at 5:30, so you can get a good seat, order some food, maybe some beverage. Families are welcome as well. It's a all ages welcome presentation. And but the presentation doesn't begin till 7. So doors open at 5:30. You can come eat, drink, get your crowd together, and then it's a short presentation at 7, usually 7 to 8. Sometimes if questions keep going on, it goes on till 8, but it's all free, and it is a program that we are proud to be a partner of with Tallgrass Tap House.
Okay. We're about out of time. We got about a minute left here, and I'll let you have, there's one other event I think you wanted to highlight. Right?
Yeah, and I mentioned it a little bit earlier in the segment, but February is a great time to come out to the zoo. It's Bring a Date to the Zoo Month, so bring a date or a friend, and it's buy one, get one in free. So come on out to the zoo. We encourage you to come out in the winter because our animals are still here.
Okay. Melissa, thank you so much, and if you want more information, sunsetzoo.com is the website to follow. We appreciate you, and we'll see you again next month.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.
That'll do it here for In Focus today. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. We'll have Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee joining us. We'll also be joined by Lieutenant Governor Lynn Rogers. We had him actually in here last Friday. I'm going to play that interview for you, and we'll talk about Super Bowl Sunday with the Flint Hills Bread Basket tomorrow. That's all coming up on In Focus on Tuesday.